I think with the gum tree itself, the bent over and the other activities on the gum tree reserve, it was very tight, and so it wasn't used as much as we would have liked. But expanding it like this will make it a lot better.
You purchased a fairly big block though from the Catholic Church, didn't you?
Yes, it was much bigger than we really needed, so the idea always was to divide it and sell some of it to then help pay for the whole project.
Any ideas what will go on the other piece of land that's left?
Well, at this stage it's planned to sell it off, and hopefully there'll be relatively high density living, which should be just suit in perfectly for here. We've got the community hall right next to it, and so that might help that as well.
You've still got a fair size area of land though that you've added to the old gum tree reserve, haven't you?
Yes, and so we've got plans, or at the moment we're putting in a children's playground, and then we want to add to that with a barbecue and seating and just a general area for people to come and enjoy themselves.
You've got a few ideas of your own though that you'd like to see implemented here too, haven't you?
Yes, well look, I think that the old gum tree reserve is an incredibly important part of South Australia's history, and so part of that is the Aboriginal people, when Governor Hindmarsh arrived, they were certainly here and they recorded as being present even at the time the colony was proclaimed. And I'd like a memorial to the Aboriginal people, but as well we must remember that this site was in fact a church and a school, and there is a spire which we still have kept from that church that I'd like to be incorporated. The biggest problem, of course, it's made of copper, which is salvageable material, and if we can put it on a top of a building, then maybe it can be preserved and recognised the previous occupation of this land.
A lot of people will be familiar with the old gum tree reserve, and because of the Proclamation Day ceremony that's held each year, it seems to be an event that draws a big crowd every year.
Yes, look, I think traditions and history is part of our life, and I think people, it's in between Christmas and New Year. It's a time when people aren't doing all that much and able to come along. But yes, you're right, the crowd is gradually increasing, and council has provided activities for them, including sausages and sandwiches and cups of tea. So, you know, I think it is a very important part, just like the original buffalo was, and the replica is as well.
Will this allow you to cater for more people, given you've got the extra room now here at the reserve?
I'm sure it will. It's a matter of what we plan to do in the future, and that's always something that you should continue to think about. So if the crowds do increase, then maybe there are other things that we could do here apart from just the cup of tea and sausages, etc. So there are things, but we do have the space now, and I think that's a really important part.
That's the thing you've achieved, though. You've kept a lot of open space with this, haven't you?
Oh, yes, and I think, to me, it's so important. It's always difficult to obtain new open space. In fact, in general terms, we're losing open space because there are always buildings that people want to put on parks. And then this is one example of where we have created more open space for council.
We know about the Proclamation Day ceremony, but I'd imagine the old gum tree reserve is a popular place for people to visit throughout the year, and for visitors too, because, as you say, it is such an important part of our state's history.
Yes, look, I think history of Glenelg and Holfast Bay is incredibly important. That's why I want to keep the replica of the buffalo and use that for our history as well. But equally, the distance from here to Patapalunga is not that far, and so people can come to here as well as going over to look at the buffalo. I think that Glenelg is a very historic place and it should be maintained.
Well, you've got the replica of the buffalo, you've got one of the old bay trams, an H-class tram within spitting distance of it. So what would you like to see if you had your way? What would be your plan for that area at Wigley Reserve?
Oh, well, look, I would dearly like the council to actually own the buffalo and to use this for things like school children. They could come on excursion have a small lunch, have a look over the replica, and then even walk through the old tram and see the tram that used to run from 1929 up until a few years ago. It's very historic, and we might even have an original diving bell, red sprig, used to survey our gulf, and that's being repaired at the moment, and maybe that can be placed there as well.
So as the Mayor of Holdfast Bay, are you looking forward to having the Proclamation Day ceremony here in this enlarged reserve?
Of course. I always look forward to Proclamation Day. I think it's a great time. It's a great experience. It's a great tradition. And I'm glad it's been preserved. There are only a few years back in the beginning when they didn't celebrate this day. And I'm glad it's been preserved.